I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, Checkpoint? It's Jacob Brothers here. I'm talking to Dr. Steve Howell, who is the director of the Sports Management Program at Northern Illinois University. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty great. Really appreciate you coming out to talk to me. So,
absolutely.
As we talked about off camera, you saw that we had already discussed the esports minor that was recently announced. But I kind of wanted to pick your brain on, like, your side of it. So, like, how heavy of a hand have you had in creating this minor?
Yeah, so, you know, it was a kind of the brainchild of a bunch of different people on campus. So I definitely have to give a shout out to our outreach coordinator, Janine East, who sort of heads up and manages the club esports program. So her and I had a number of conversations about, you know, how can the sport management program get involved with esports, whether it's through developing events or marketing events and so on and so forth. And so that kind of grew into, well, we're starting to see these other colleges and universities start to develop these programs. And as our esports club grew, there was starting to become grumblings of NIU joining the varsity e-club mix. And so we said, you know, there's got to be a way to kind of marry the two and figure out a way to develop some academic components of this esports. Because as you know, esports is, you know, $1 billion industry, and that number is continuing to grow, especially with the, you know, the COVID stuff going on right now. And so we started looking at a few other programs that have it, mostly at smaller schools, smaller universities. And we noticed that it's a really big interdisciplinary kind of program because, you know, as you guys mentioned, yeah, we have those core kind of esport management, esport business classes. But then we found that, you know, it may trickle into other areas like computer programming, like art design, like, you know, business, like psychology. And so we said, all right, is there a way for us to develop only a few programs, but then sort of piecemeal other courses within other academic programs to kind of create a sort of choose your own adventure. You know, you've got the two core classes, and then depending on what your interests are, you know, if you want to, you know, join up with Activision Blizzard after graduation, or EA Sports, or Riot Games, or something like that. If I want to do programming with them, hey, I can take these courses. If I want to, you know, maybe go into coaching, it might be good for me to take these psych courses. Or if I want to be on the business side, I could take a couple of the marketing courses that are within the major. And so I think, you know, piecemealing all those together and getting everyone to buy in was a real big component of us putting together that program.
Yeah, a part of that, because I wanted to ask you about what I called the gamer classes, where it's like, here's how an RTS works, here's how a you know, online strategy game works. So, like, are you able to say which games you guys are planning on using to teach those lessons?
Right. So that's a good question. So this will be the first semester coming this fall that we'll be actually offering those programs or those courses. And so right now we're just going to offer sort of that general gaming, just to kind of get the buzz out there that there are courses in esports. And these are just one credit, you know, sort of, you know, you're interested in playing esports or being involved in esports. So we're kind of just let, you know, the class of the students enrolled decide which games they'd like to play. And so we've got games, you know, the usual suspects, League of Legends, Fortnite, Super Smash Brothers. If you're interested in more sports, NBA 2K, Madden, FIFA, and things like that. And so as we create some buzz in that area, you know, we hope to grow those into those more specific, those other areas, real time strategy and things like that. It's also a socialization kind of thing,
yeah.
Especially, as we, potentially are going remote this fall. Mm. It'd be a nice way for students to be able to interact with each other in some sort of online platform and also earn course credit for it.
Yeah. Do any of the developers know that this is going on? Like, does Riot know? It's like, oh, there's a lesson about League of Legends going on in a college right now. Like, does that even on the radar at all?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I know that I think you guys actually did a podcast about it the other day with Eastern Michigan partnering mm-hmm. with Gen G, I guess. So I'd imagine that would probably be an avenue that would be worth exploring for sure.
Yeah, that must be so crazy for them just like to be a developer. It's like, oh, here's a college course about how to build an economy in a League of Legends match. that's so cool. kind of along that line. So you guys also talked about like student internships. So yeah. Because some of those student internships will be about things that there aren't classes for, like shoutcasting for an example. So what positions, just on top of your head, what positions do you think will be available for like student internships, and how will that really like mesh with the courses?
Yeah, for sure. Within NIU, for sure, we've got shoutcasting internship positions for our varsity and our club teams. We've also got social media positions for the varsity and the club sport teams. We're also positioning to open some coaching positions specifically at the club level. And that's just with confined within Northern Illinois. But obviously, there are a number of opportunities as this industry grows with EA Sports, with Activision Blizzard, and so on and so forth. But we're going to have plenty of opportunities for students within our own NIU community to earn course credit for experiential learning. The greater Chicagoland area, too, has a really heavy esports presence at the high school level. There's even talks of the Illinois High School Athletic Association to develop that into a high school sanctioned sport. I know there have been conversations about that. And so I think there's going to be opportunities for NIU students to, coach at the high school level or be involved at the high school level, again, to gain that experience if that's kind of where they potentially see their career path going.
That's awesome. That's really a practical use of, them being able to coach, too. That's, traditional sports.
Sure.
That's awesome. Speaking of the students, were there many students involved in, this minor process? I don't know if you knew much about esports as, the minor was developing. Did you have to, talk to a lot of students or anything like that?
Definitely talked to a lot of students. Like I said earlier, we partnered with the outreach and I definitely have to give a strong kudos to our president, Lisa Freeman, who's really been instrumental in supporting those efforts. And I've spoken with Janine and a young man named Connor Vagel, who's the who's heavily involved at the club sports level. And so talking with them about what are the most well-aligned classes that we could add to that program. My experience with esports stops at about a PS2. I can play a mean game of Tecmo Bowl with Bo Jackson or Contra or something like that.
Games are important.
they are, but my video game and esports playing experience stops at about a PS2. So it was important to get student feedback and what they were interested in. They were really instrumental in helping us, especially develop one credit activity classes. What games make the most sense? What are most popular? And the nice thing about those classes too is super flexible with the times.
Yeah.
If a new game comes out, we're certainly open to offering that. And, we're really flexible, especially as we kind of begin the launch of this program.
That'll probably be kind of interesting, with a game like Valorant that's so new, but has, a lot of those same competitive structure of CSGO, how you could teach that
yep.
so early. Oh, that's so cool. I highly doubt, because I kind of, looked at your website, what I'm looking for, just on the faculty site, and just yep. all the education you've had. I doubt that it ever crossed your mind of you and all this education you've gotten that you would apply it to video games.
If we could get in our DeLorean and go back in time 10 or 15 years and talk to myself then, I would have told you you're crazy. But I tell you, sports in general, whether it's the traditional professional sports, college sports that you think of, stemming into the esports, you know, they change and they change quickly. And so mm-hmm. you've seen it in professional sports, them sort of, you know, someone adopting the esports model. You saw NASCAR do it for a number of weeks while they were on hiatus from, you know, from actually racing. And, you know, these things are going to make a, you know, a lot of money, continue to make a lot of money. And, you know, like any professional athlete, a professional esports gamer only has a short window until, you know, you start to lose, you know, some of your dexterity and your fingers and things like that, for sure.
And get injured. Yeah. But so you said that you guys looked at other schools when developing your minor. And I don't know if I caught you answering if I had even asked this, but first, how long did the whole process take from start to end? And do you think other schools are going to look at you guys now once it's up and running?
Yeah, so like a lot of things in academia, they sometimes move at a slower pace. But we got out in front of it and started developing these programs and having these conversations probably a year to a year and a half ago to try and get them implemented for this fall. And so, you know, I would say a year to a year and a half, maybe even 2 years since sort of the idea popped into our head. You know, and like I said earlier, there's a handful of schools that are doing it now. It sort of started with certificate programs, and now you're starting to see minors at a few places. And I, you know, there's probably a few full blown majors at a few schools. I don't want to mention those because I don't want to give away our secrets.
Right.
But,